And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 139.
139.
Hey, I'm one of your hosts, Silas Lindenstein.
I'm your other host, Samantha Rond.
And this is Black and a Half, the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle.
Probably.
We are here. We have a wonderful guest tonight, author of the of a great wedding book called Laughing Down the Aisle. Her name is Jamita Lewis Davis, and she was wonderful. We talked about Thanksgiving. We talked about her book. We talked about weddings and wedding planning and what you should do. And so this is great for anybody who may be thinking about getting married. Anybody at all, do it.
Yeah, any of those mysterious people out there. I did like an interesting detail about her courtship as well. That was a fun detail too. So you'll get to hear that as well.
You'll enjoy this. She's a wonderful woman. She's out of Pittsburgh. She stayed up late to be with us, and we really appreciate that. Big thanks to our podcast, our Inner Circle members. Big thanks to the Patreon supporters, Tara Widener, Keith Nagel, and Stefan Ward. Big thank you. You can go and become a Patreon member at patreon.com/blackandahalf. This show is brought to you by our sister podcast, You're Buying a Home. You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. That's a podcast meant for new home buyers, and it's a national podcast. If you're interested in learning how to buy a home, go to yourbuyingahome.com and you'll get all the info you could ever possibly need there. And it's also brought to you by
Beyond Technique Coaching. If you're looking for a performance coach to help you with audition technique, Zoom calls, interview prep, any of that good stuff, improv, you can always reach me at beyondtechniquecoaching@gmail.com. And of course, that sister podcast would be Beyond Technique with Samantha Rond. And recent one, we are going to have a conversation with a mayor and how performance helps him to be a better mayor.
Sweet.
So check that out. Yeah.
It's like our stepsister podcast because we're not related. I don't know.
I don't know.
Sister podcast. Okay. Our brother podcast and our sister podcast. Hey,
I love it.
But hey, those are those podcasts. But you're going to really enjoy this one. So open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to episode number 139, Jamita Lewis Davis, Laughing Down the Aisle.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.
And prosper. Thanksgiving is this week, I guess.
Thursday.
At the time of airing, right? You know. Okay, here's a funny thing about the, like, holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that. You know when you watched all those holiday movies or like TV shows when they would do the Thanksgiving episode? I'd always think it was funny because I'd think about, like, they probably filmed this in September, right? Like, whenever they do those special, it's never at that time of year, right?
Yeah, probably very rare.
Right. You never thought about that? Never thought that was funny? Not usually, what they do.
I mean, what has been happening for me lately is I've enjoyed rewatching some shows with, like, some of my favorite shows with the holiday specials whenever they come up. It always makes me feel like it's the holidays, even if it's not. Mm-hmm. So it just reminds me I should get a few of those, like, ready and just to, like, help boost me through this,
just
not getting to hang out with my family, like, for
holiday fluffing
safety one. You know, I would definitely pick a different version.
Different word. Okay.
Something more hygienic and palatable, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought, okay. is there Thanksgiving, Jamita, are you, you're staying in, you're in, where are you exactly? New York? You're East Coast.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're in Pittsburgh. All right. Yes. Some of my favorite people live
the
out
heroes
there.
Heroes of the United States, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So one of my
nice.
They're some of my favorite electoral votes, actually. Always has always been. That's what I. Pittsburgh, is it snowing there?
It hasn't snowed yet. Actually, yesterday was 60 degrees and sunny. Today was about 50 degrees and raining, but yesterday was beautiful. So it was a nice day to go for a walk by yourself or socially distanced. But I'm sure the snow's coming soon.
Okay. Mm. So how are people in Pittsburgh doing with, are they very cautious? Like, I don't know. I haven't seen like COVID cases there and, or how the crack, if there's a, like we have the most, one of the stricter governors, which I'm fine with. Like, how's your city taking it? Do they take it seriously or?
I would say we take it pretty seriously. I see lots of masks, lots of restaurants following the right ordinances and things like that. And I think people are staying close to the news and finding out those updates from the government and making sure that, you know, we know what to do and when to do it and what are the restrictions and what things are changing. So I think we're doing good overall.
Can you go to restaurants there?
We can go to restaurants. Okay. They have occupancy levels set. And before it started to get chilly, we had lots of outside seating at restaurants, which is nice.
They just shut ours back down because of it spiking. So an outdoor is, I don't know. I haven't been, I guess. I don't know what they do. You know, Seattle's not really known for its winter outdoor or its fall or spring outdoor seating, but a lot of rain. But I imagine some people, if they're trying to stay open a little bit, they must be trying to create something. And if they have an outdoor space,
yes, I've heard of people adding heaters to their space, and you know, just getting creative. I even saw on our local news there were families talking about having Thanksgiving outside and adding some heaters to their outside area to try to create that environment with their family and still keeping it small and, you know, following what the governor is telling us to do, but just finding ways that they can be together.
Right. That's nice. Nice.
I think
everybody.
So too.
Are they, so, cause like we in Washington have been told not to like gather for Thanksgiving. I mean, I guess the nation's been told that, but we've been told like, they're like, nah, just stay home. Do they do that? Or is that there? Are they saying
same thing. Enjoy it with the people who live with you. Yeah. You know, get creative, use Zoom. And if you are having one or two other people over who may not live with you, they have guidelines for that, about wearing a mask in the house. But definitely starting off with just celebrate with your family.
Yeah, I do have a brother coming for Thanksgiving. He's been quarantining. Him and his girlfriend have been quarantining. They've been getting tested. They're doing a final test tonight.
Okay.
And then when they get, then they're going to come up, and then when they get back, they're going to get tested. And then
they're driving,
and then we're going to get tested. No, that's the only issue I've had. Ooh. But planes are actually showing to be pretty safe. The way they recycle air on there is good. The most dangerous part is the airport, just going in and out and just being away from people, and it's crowded, you know? So,
yeah.
But even Dr. Fauci had said, if everyone just social distanced and masked, we wouldn't have to have any lockdowns.
Right.
They wouldn't even be needed if everyone would just do it. So he's gonna, you know, my brother has a little heart thing too. So he's not playing around. So but they're coming, they'll be with us. And then, then we'll all, then after he goes back, he'll get tested. And then we're going to get tested ourselves, at least us older ones. My littlest won't even let me wipe his nose, let alone, I'm like, shove something up it. Like, no,
Oh, geez. Yeah. You definitely wouldn't want a little to have to experience the back of the nose one. Ooh.
Yeah. So that would be hard.
We've been talking about food because trying to make it like, since I'm not going to be with the most of our family, like I was like, well, should we do different food that we've talked about? Like do something different like for this, or should it be comfort? And we weren't even going to get a turkey until I found out my brother's girlfriend, that's what she was looking forward to as a comfort thing. And I'm like, okay, so we got a small turkey. Are there foods that you feel you have to have for it to be Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Okay. Jamita, what foods?
I have to have sweet potato pie. I have to have a turkey.
Okay.
I have to have homemade macaroni and cheese. I have to have banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
And I think those are the key items to make it Thanksgiving.
Banana pudding. Is that a hot banana pudding or just?
A cold banana pudding.
Okay, I've never seen that for Halloween. Does it have like crumbles on it?
Thanksgiving?
Something?
Thanksgiving.
I know, Thanksgiving or Halloween. I mean,
I've never seen it for Halloween either.
Vanilla pudding's Halloween. Is it just a normal, regular? Is that is that normal, Samantha? Like, I don't know.
It sure can be normal. It's just I haven't had the chance to see it at Thanksgiving either.
Also, I don't know if things are East Coast or not. If that's like an East.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Are you East Coaster or are you from, did you move there?
No, I've lived here my whole life. Okay. In Pittsburgh, okay. My whole life.
I'm going to have to researching.
You said New York earlier, though, and I was going to say I would love to live in New York.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, I love it there.
What draws you to it?
I just love the city, the fashion, just you never know who you're going to run into on Fifth Avenue, the hustle, the bustle. It just gives me so much energy when I go to New York City.
So have you been a city person your whole life?
Yes, okay. For sure.
Now, Samantha is from the country. Practically, right? I mean, everyone, the listeners know you're from Montana originally.
I just felt like I needed to like whip out a banjo here or something when you said that. No, but
it, like anywhere is city compared to Montana.
Right. But you
right?
know, I was born in New York. So it's like I am from.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I moved to Montana, I knew enough to know that it's different. It's not sketchy. It's interesting.
Born
you know?
In New York, lived in Montana, then
right,
then Seattle. I don't know.
It'd make a great TV show. I'm too just young to play over. Myself, but I could play my mom in it. Maybe I don't know. We'll see.
There you go.
But yeah, nah.
I don't know if I'd want to do that. Play my parent.
No, I think it would be.
That would feel awkward. I think.
Well,
I mean, unless you're like MLK's son, then maybe.
Well. No, I mean, I definitely want my mom to be alive to see me play the, you know, it wouldn't.
Yeah,
but anyway, I'm tangent here.
Okay.
But yes, no. So I have been to New York first in my life.
You started.
Yeah. First, I started there.
I have a weird relate. Like, I love what I love about New York is how there's always something going on.
Yes.
Like, just there's something. And I like the restaurants, how they're smaller. And if it's filled, you can just go to the next one, like next door. Like, okay.
Yep.
I do like that. It's very Italian. I like that in Italy too. But the thing about New York for me that is just surprising is how you'll be walking down the street. It can be 9 a.m. And so you may have some men and women just dressed to the nines, you know, because from a night out and they're gorgeous people. And you're like, oh my God, here's the magic in New York. And then you just run into a wall of urine smell, right? It's just this, and you're like, whoa, that does not, it's not associate. Or the other thing, the last time I went, I didn't realize how much garbage, like bags are put out at night everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just, I was asking about this and they're like, well, that's just how you do it. And I was like, I never saw that.
And then were you like, wait a second, the bags are all the same color. Did you color code them? And what's the compost? And have you separated your recyclables?
No, I was just thinking, and I'd never seen a movie in New York and seen anyone trip over a bag of garbage. And right. And just, I feel like odds are you would.
If you're in the wrong place, you would.
Have you been there as an adult, Samantha?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A couple times.
Okay.
Yeah. I did avoid the bags of garbage.
I don't know.
For more reasons than one.
I find several reasons to avoid bags of garbage.
Yes.
So you have sweet potato. Okay. Banana pudding. That threw me off. What, Samantha, what are your Thanksgiving musts?
I wish I had made up something already ridiculous that sounded like it was straight from Montana. Oh no, it's got to be a venison burgers drizzled with a deer confit. No, turkey. And what I love so much about, like, when my mom makes the turkey, it's the carrots and the onions that have just been like cooking the whole time with the turkey. And they're like always just the best. And then stuffing, cranberry sauce, love cranberry sauce.
Can sweet potato. Fresh from the can or
well, I used to like the kind that came out of the can, like this, like the slop, I mean, for lack of a better word. Yeah. Right. Until I had like the real stuff, and well, realer stuff, so I don't really get it out of the can like I used to. But I got two different versions from Trader Joe's for this year to have. Just
two cans?
No, I got one that was, it's like in a glass jar. Okay. Of like cranberry sauce. And then another one that they do there that's like a cranberry and orange one that's in the cool section, in the refrigerated section.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, but that's all. That's the only thing for that I have yet for Thanksgiving. So yeah. I need to get on it.
You don't,
because
make
I don't have the turkey. I guess I have some sweet potatoes hiding someplace.
Have you ever made cranberry sauce?
No.
It's actually incredibly simple. I was shocked.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, just the first time they'll taste really weird. If you've first time fresh cranberry, I remember going like, "Well, this is strange."
Like, right, it doesn't taste like that fresh, gelatinous, like
fresh
gelatinous canned stuff. Yeah,
we're gonna do mac and cheese for the first time here for Thanksgiving. I hadn't done it before. It's where I felt lacking as a Black person my whole life. Because every Black person I knew always had mac and cheese. And you never did? Okay.
No, that's why would we have, get along. We would have like lasagna.
Okay. A lasagna?
My mom would make homemade lasagna. Wow. Or like eggplant parmesan.
Wait, is she Italian?
No.
Oh, okay. My Italian side would do that. They would make like manicottis and the lasagna with... just so funny with it, turkey and
pumpkin pie. I forgot you said sweet potato pie, but yeah, pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie, but usually pumpkin. She'd make that more.
Don't even know if I've
yum.
I'm not sure if I've ever had sweet potato pie at Thanksgiving.
Really?
And now I'm like, I think I've seen it. I'm like, well, I'm gonna go for the pumpkin. But so I need to, like, that might be something I'm gonna have to look into this.
Yes.
Get into the sweet potato pie. I need like three ovens in our house, but so Jamita, you're an author, you're a celebrity, right? Hall of Famer. I don't know. Do you describe this is your first book? It's come out.
My first book.
It's first book. Okay. How did it feel to finish? Like to have it, because now you have the physical books, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that amazing?
It was amazing. I mean, I felt so accomplished getting it done. I originally had written the book in 2018, like right after my wedding, because I had all this free time. And so I was, you know, I kept working on it. I didn't feel ready to publish it yet. And then when the pandemic hit and I saw people canceling their weddings or having to postpone and, you know, having to navigate and pivot along the way, I was like, this is the time to publish this book. And so I just said, this is getting done. I'm going to finalize it. I'm going to get a team together who can help me with the book cover and all the other things that you need. And I just made it a goal for this time that we're, you know, in the house a lot more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's called Laughing Down the Aisle.
Yes.
And so that was the first thing that caught my eye when we met on some in a social media marketing group, I believe.
Yeah.
That was the, okay. Laughing Down the Aisle. And I was like, wait, is she a comedian? What is this? Laughing Down the Aisle. So what's the title come from?
The title comes from just trying to, because as many people know, wedding planning can be very stressful. You know, you hear all these stories, even before the pandemic, about wedding planning being so stressful. And what I did was just really took the time to enjoy the wedding planning process so that there wasn't much stress and I was able to laugh down the aisle. Mm-hmm. And so there's actually a photo that my photographer took of me and my husband right after we're married, and we're literally laughing down the aisle. And so I had a different title at first. It was more focused on one of the pivotal moments in the book. And then I went back and I looked at that photo again and I read the book again. And I was like, Laughing Down the Aisle has to be the title of this book.
Did, were you a wedding planner before this?
I was not. This was my first wedding, So going into it, I didn't know like really how much things cost. And so I did a lot of research in advance. Instagram was very, very helpful in finding out, you know, so much information, but I was really just researching and learning and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I looked at it as like, this is like shopping because there's all these decisions to make. There's all these things to buy. And so I really, really enjoyed those parts of the planning process.
What when you planned your wedding, what was the, can you remember something that surprised you most about the planning or about a wedding that you hadn't occurred to you before?
I would say the biggest shock was just when contacting different vendors, I was hearing over and over again, well, this is the price I charge, but if it's a wedding, I charge more.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes.
That. But I heard that over and over and I thought, oh, this is a wedding thing. So I think I learned that, you know, things in the wedding space are a little bit more expensive than things, you know, for normal celebrations.
Mm-hmm. And what cracks me up about that is it's not like they're not doing it because they go, oh, well, weddings have this much more of a footprint or whatever. It's just they know you need a space, right?
Yep.
They're like, oh no, we're just going to charge you more just cause it's called a wedding. So we're going to up that.
And they know that you're emotionally shopping and that, you know, you have these ideas in your head and it's like, you know, this is what we charge for weddings and people pay it.
Would you say you were very emotional as far as did you, it's a term in real estate that I use, but like you weren't, did you buy a lot because of emotion or were you more practical in your purchases for the wedding or the rentals, the venues? Did you feel like?
I would say like one of the first things that my husband and I talked about was like, making sure that our guests had a really good time. Mm-hmm. So as we made decisions, we thought about the guests. And so there was times where we maybe spent like a little bit more, like for entertainment, we had a DJ, we had a hip hop violinist, we had a photo booth, because we were thinking about the guests.
Hip hop violinist?
Yes.
What is that? How does that? Is that like those? I know those cello players that play like Smooth the Criminal two and everything.
Yes, they play like covers of different songs. Yeah.
So the violinist, is that the same sort of thing?
Same sort of thing. And we actually, I think we found one of the best ones in America. And he flew in from Texas for our wedding in Pittsburgh to do this.
A hip hop violinist is in Texas.
Was he in Austin? He in Austin, Texas?
Probably Austin.
I think Houston.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
Yes,
I want to. I need to get that name from you later. I might need to talk.
I'll definitely give it to you.
That's an amazing. I need to know how that happened.
Yes,
but
I found it on Instagram.
That's crazy. So you're just like, how? I like that you thought about that, that the of your guests, because I hear it. I would hear. I do. I've been a wedding officiant for a little bit. I've done the wedding officiating, and when I was in college, I did a little DJing at some weddings, and then that was enough of that. I did a few, but so I've been, and plus I've been married, you know, a couple of times. So I'm experienced in the wedding, but I seeing most of the time people do think of what they want in instead of the guests. And so it's nice to hear that you really, that you put them early in your brain.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
That's awesome. And how long did you take to plan your wedding?
We took about 18 months to plan everything. And so we had a lot of time to like think about how we wanted things. And I even made some changes along the way. Initially, we were going to do some other fun things like have a like a coloring wall where people could go up and like color in a portrait of us. There were so many ideas that we had, but you know, having that time, you know, 18 months to like talk through, okay, what are people going to enjoy? What are people going to have time to do? We landed on, you know, those forms of entertainment, but lots of conversations about, you know, how do we give our guests an event that they can enjoy?
That's awesome. Wow.
Did, share something that I, mm-hmm. at my second wedding, a thing okay. that we added on that
okay. and he's an only been married twice. He says he's been married so a couple far, of times, like so male far. Marilyn Monroe. You better shut your mouth.
Spencer, so far. The, hey.
Oh boy.
What I like. we learned about something they do in Hawaii that's different than the mainland okay. states. In Hawaii, there's usually a wedding host and a wedding DJ.
Oh, wow.
So the DJ isn't the host,
okay.
and, which is pretty common here. And what they talked about is like, well, then you get somebody who's more of a, you know, MC experience and who does that. And you can, because who's to say, a lot of times people who DJ, sometimes they don't, they aren't the most social. That's what kind of got yeah. them behind there. So my friend Manny Martin, who I had just known a little bit before that, before we started doing a show together, he was the host. I asked him to come MC the wedding. And so he was wow. the host, and the DJ loved it. They loved that they didn't have to do all that stuff. He didn't have to worry about it. He could just focus on his music. And
wow.
So,
cool.
And Manny is a comedian. So it was, you know, I was like, wow, that would be so great if people understood. And it helped it flow really well. Like,
that's awesome.
So that's one thing I wish people did more in weddings here is separate those jobs.
Yes, and that is a great idea.
Did you do anything besides the hip hop violinist about your wedding that you wish more people did?
Oh, that I wish more people did. Well, our ceremony was like short and sweet. And I think mm-hmm. sometimes the ceremony can be lengthy, you know, because there's a lot of different, you know, different cultural things that sometimes happen, jumping the broom, unity candles, and all of those things. And we didn't do any of that. We like, that was the other thing. Early on, we said non-traditional wedding. We don't want to do too much wedding stuff. We'll do the things that we have to do to get married, but we don't want to have too much wedding stuff.
Okay.
And so our vows were short and sweet. And we actually, the DJ, we used music as our vows. So our DJ was involved from the ceremony wow. through the reception. And so I think, you know, just having that short ceremony, it allowed guests to like jump right into the cocktail hour and just start enjoying themselves. So I think keeping the ceremony short and sweet is maybe something I think that people should do more of.
Okay.
Man, I wish we were invited to this.
No, like it how such a like fun what? Wedding.
I'm going to have to do it again.
When you renew your vows, yeah.
Well, okay. Yes, nice. You're on the guest list when I renew my vows.
If you were to do it again, is there something you would change about it? About anything you would change?
Yes, there's only one thing I would change, and my husband is probably so tired of hearing this story, but in my book, I talk about how, you know, I got my wedding dress, loved it, but I needed some alterations, and the alterations weren't necessarily exactly what I wanted. They were close, but they were not exactly what I had in mind. So every time I see a really pretty wedding dress, I say to my husband, do you want to get married again so I could like have my second chance at a dress that I really want, like exact specifications? So he always laughs, but I'm really serious. If he'll do it, I am in. I'll take one more dress, one more try.
I think I do wish people did more like renewals, like 10-year things, because those are I think there's one thing to celebrate new love, but it's not nice to celebrate, you know, a standing love and one that keeps going on.
I think so too.
I mean, I guess that's an anniversary party, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I think the vow renewal makes it special, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's really celebrating that staying together, solidarity, we made it. So I do think that is a nice spot that people can do more of. That might be how I get my second chance at my dress, maybe 5 years.
I've always been cheesy, so I'm into, you know, romantic comedies and such. But I actually have never understood why people get upset about weddings. Like, some people are not even just anti-wedding, or like, why so much? And I'm like, it's what better? I'm like, what better thing to celebrate?
Yeah.
Like, and I like rituals. I think rituals are nice that we still have in society. Like, as a, you know, from Star Trek and everything, being fans of that, when they would go to a new world and see the different ceremonies people have about life, that's always fascinating. So I find it interesting to see different ways people celebrate weddings and how, you know, even different in different cultures. And I don't know. I love weddings. I love going to them. And and you're okay. So you did an 18-month wedding. Planning,
yeah,
right?
18 months planning, okay. Yes.
So if you met an engaged couple now, let's say there's a listener that's engaged to be married, maybe a couple months they've been married, maybe they don't even tell that many people about it, right? But they're, because it's the pandemic and whatever, and they don't even change their Facebook status, who knows, but they're listening.
I know. Can you believe those people? I'm sure somebody's listening out there that's like that. Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend to that engaged couple right now?
So I would recommend, first thing would be, do your research. When you're looking for vendors, make sure that, you know, because like I said earlier, I used Instagram, I followed hashtags, and you see a lot of great photos. But I think you really have to get to know the vendors that you're working with, because the other thing that's important is that to find someone who has really good customer service.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if you're in a situation like now, you know, that a lot of couples are in, where you're having to pivot and make different decisions, you need someone who's going to be empathetic and who can guide you along the way and help you make those decisions and still make you feel good about the changes that are happening. Mm-hmm. So customer service is extremely important with the wedding vendors. Second thing I would say is, you know, don't get so caught up in the planning that it stresses you out, because you really should be enjoying that time with your partner, you know, making those decisions together. These are the first real decisions that you're making to start off your marriage. So you should really be enjoying that time, using some of the tips that I used were, for example, we had team agreements before we started planning. We said, okay, these are some of the things that we're going to stick to as we go through this process. And that process is something you can use when you make other decisions, like buying a house, or, you know, buying a car, or other decisions that you have to make when you're married. So just really, you know, stick together with your partner, make those team agreements and stick to them, and just enjoy the moments along the way.
Well, that's awesome.
That's good advice, like a team agreement, because, yeah, it's good to remember in general, like, Because when people get stressed, sometimes they take it out on the person who's closest to them, not necessarily emotionally closest, but just like in the space closest to them.
Yeah.
So it's good for people to remember, like, okay, remember you're on the same team.
Yeah.
Have those agreements.
Yep. And I've been guilty of that. So that's why we needed those team agreements.
What is like, because I know like weddings can be very expensive, or people can do it on a budget. What do you think is like a reasonable or like a range? Do you kind of go over some of the budgetary things too?
Yeah, well, I think we kind of did that in the reverse. So there were certain things that we knew we wanted. We knew we wanted to stick with we had a theme. Our theme was love and hip hop. And so we knew that there were certain things that we needed to go along with the theme. So we paid a little more for invitations, but they were perfect. And we probably would have paid a couple thousand dollars more because they really set the tone for the day. So I would say, you know, we did it in the reverse. And if there was things that we felt like, okay, this is a nice to have, we don't really need it, maybe we should put this money somewhere else, we kind of did that along the way. We didn't go crazy, but we wanted a nice event that really, you know, set, it really was an example of who we are as a couple, because music is a big part of our relationship, always has been. For 25 years, we dated on and off, and music was like pivotal. And so it was important to keep that theme and not go crazy, but the theme was definitely before the budget.
Mm-hmm. So wait, on and off for 25 years?
Yes, on and off.
I'm glad you caught that, because I was thinking, what?
Like,
started
what?
Dating when you're like 5 years old.
What? And this was your first marriage?
This is my first marriage, yes.
What, after 25 years, if you don't mind, like, it's a podcast, we're friends, we're best friends now. What made the switch to go, let's just do it?
Well, you know what? Even like, we dated 25 years on and off, but we've always been friends, like really, really good friends. And so like, if something good happened in my life, like, he would be the first person I call, and he would do the same if something really good happened in his life. But, you know, on and off, just, you know, just different parts of life happened, and it didn't always work out. But then 25 years later, he got it right, and he figured out that I was the one. And we got engaged, and the rest is history.
He proposed?
Yes, he proposed. He started with a promise ring, which I thought was beautiful, very old school. But I thought it was just like perfect. It was a perfect example of, you know, we have like, we're very unique people. And I thought people really don't do that anymore. So it was a perfect example, again, of our relationship. Then an engagement ring. And here we are.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. And so. And now, has your life, has it changed since then? I mean, everybody's life changed, so I guess, I don't know, that's a silly question. Is your relationship a lot different now? After?
I wouldn't say, I don't think it's a lot different, but you can definitely tell we've both matured. And, you know, the way that we problem solve is different. The way that we approach problems is different. The way that we just, you know, navigate our relationship is different because, you know, when I was 19, when we first started dating, you know, I had a job, but I wasn't like an executive. So now, you know, my work life is different. His work life is different. And so we're really just, you know, navigating that and learning, you know, where we are in life and how can we navigate, especially now with the pandemic, like how can we navigate this as a family together? So there's a lot more like teamwork. And I really think that, I go back to those team agreements. When you have that plan, then you stick to it and you work with your partner. It just turns out so much better.
Yeah. Plan, whether it's weddings, voting, whatever. Need a plan.
Asking dinner. What's the pudding you're going to put on the table? Yeah, you know, you need to see eye to eye on that.
Exactly.
No, I pretty much have to have banana pudding now. I've been thinking
about
it the
whole time. I know, I'm like
intrigued.
Give you my recipe.
Oh, okay. Mm. It's homemade too. Okay, Jamina, we do have we have 7 questions that we ask guests the first time they're ever on the show.
Okay. World famous is these, 7 these questions. These are
the world famous Black and a Half 7 questions, or the Black and a Half world famous 7 questions. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So,
I mean, you've heard the show before, right? You said something.
Yes.
So you may have know these. Sometimes
people don't know. Way to put her on the hot seat.
Well, then she said it earlier to me. So I had to see if it was truthful. She may have heard these, but sometimes some episodes we don't have a guest. So if you listen to those, you wouldn't have heard them. But
I know. Why don't we ever ask each other? We need to do that. That's one of the times where it's just us.
Because then when we're on 60 minutes, then they'll ask us.
Gosh, I hope we're not on 60 minutes. I feel like 60 minutes is normally crime.
No.
Okay. I haven't watched it recently, except for when it's usually crime or scandal.
I don't know.
They've had like Oprah on, though.
Yeah, they've had Oprah on.
What did Oprah do? No, just kidding.
Okay. World famous 7 questions. What are you most nerdy about?
Oh, I am most nerdy about fashion, I would say. I like to know the details of the designer, the fabric, all of those things. So I would call myself a fashion nerd.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite article of clothing?
Purses and shoes, two favorite articles. And the reason why is because no matter how much weight you gain or lose, purses and shoes are there for you. Oh, so those are my favorites. All right. All
right. What's something that you love to eat?
I love to eat. Oh, there's so many things. But I would say my favorite thing to eat is birthday cake.
Ooh.
What kind of birthday cake?
Normally vanilla, sometimes with vanilla icing, sometimes with chocolate icing. It just depends what I'm in the mood for. But birthday cake's one of my favorite things.
Wait, nice. Do you get birthday cake without a birthday involved?
I could get birthday cake without a birthday involved. And
someplace, right?
What makes it a birthday cake and not just a cake?
I mean, they can put balloons on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, they can do whatever. I actually have a list of like my top 10 bakeries that I love for my different cakes.
Okay.
And I think the birthday cake is festive. And it's different than just a regular cake. It has a certain, you know, taste to it. So.
This is inspiring a character for me for a film. I love the idea of somebody who buys birthday cakes with no birthdays involved. And that's a wonderful, that's great. All right. What's something that you love to drink?
Diet Mountain Dew. And it is so bad for me, but it is my favorite drink in the world.
Nothing wrong with that. What kind of music do you love?
Hip hop.
Okay. And is there an era or artists in particular that you go to?
I like 90s for sure. Even pre-90s. I like some of the original like New York hip hop artists. But I also like some of this music that happened in the early 2000s. And maybe that's because I have a daughter and she's 20. She's 27 now. So some of the songs that, you know, she listened to, I also listened to. Uh-huh. So I try to keep up. But definitely hip hop.
That is a better era to listen to hip hop with your daughter, because I was grooving out to a song, Painting My House, with my daughter, who's 13, and I didn't listen to it. I was just enjoying it. And then I heard it later, because my daughter said, this is the new Cardi B song. And I'm like,
my goodness.
I was just painting. I didn't pay attention. Then later on, I listened to it. I'm like, what?
Have you ever heard Cardi B, though?
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Look, we do play. I will play Cardi B if it's me and her in the car, like normally before that album, but not that song. I'm like, whoa. Oh, no, I'm uncomfortable now. Okay.
Yes, I remember like Little Bow Wow concert. Yeah, like, I was like, what?
So innocent. Listen to BBD. Come on. All right. Right. What do you love to create?
I love to create high-performing teams. I actually, for 20 years, I have been a customer service leader. And during that time, I've been recognized with different awards and all different types of recognition. I've won trips, all different things because of sales and customer service. So I really like coaching and giving feedback and watching results improve over time.
Okay. What's a game you love to play?
Oh, let's see. Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man. Yes.
Nice. Have you seen the, do you like it just like with a joystick or do you play it with like, would you play it like on a Xbox or something?
No, just old school joystick, like at an arcade, like at Dave and Buster's, or even the little one that you like plug into your TV. We still have one of those.
They sell those little arcade one, like a miniature, like it's a 3/4 size ones.
Oh wow!
That you can get for your home. Like it's just like I'm maybe trying to obtain one.
Okay.
I was telling her because I'm a big Star Wars nut. So my wife's thinking I want that Star Wars one, which is, it's cool. It looks good. It's a version of the old Star Wars games. But I was saying, you know, I don't think it has the replay value that Pac-Man does. Like Miss Pac-Man, like you can always sit down and play those games. It doesn't get tiring. Like even though it's kind of the same thing, but there's something about the game that just clicks. So
yes, definitely with the ghost. I mean, it's just fun
running to go get some cherries or something.
Yes, the pretzel.
Okay. Last question. In 100 years, when someone reads your biography, what do you want to be remembered for?
I would say a couple of things. Kindness. Having a fun personality, because I really like to, you know, I think it's important to, whether it's work or, you know, outside of work, spending time with your family, I think you just have to find ways to have fun and just enjoy life. So I want people to remember that about me. I want people to remember, like, all of the accolades I received over the years. Like, my work life is really, really important to me. And so I want people to remember, you know, some of those high points that I had where I was recognized for exceeding results. And I just want people to say, like, I would want, like, the last line to say mom, wife, author, because that kind of sums up, you know, where I am right now. And so hopefully I'll write more books. And I just definitely want to include those three things because I feel like that kind of sums up my life.
Terrific. Jamita Lewis Davis, thank you for coming on. Her book is Laughing Down the Aisle. And where can they pick that up?
Laughing Down the Aisle is available at Amazon.com or JamitaLewisDavis.com. And thank you for having me.
Sure. You've been a lot of fun. Glad I found you on that media site, on that social media site, that one. Yeah, that's it, folks. Any last words of marriage for anybody? Anything you would say? This last marital thing?
I think I'll just go back and say plan your work so you can work your plan. That works at work, at home, in marriage for sure. So just, you know, make sure you always have a plan.
Black and a half. Plan on that. Live long, live long, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper.